Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Yay! Behaving today.
Yes, we actually glided in nicely.
I didn't have Julia questioning my mannerisms before coming in today, so I'm very proud of myself for that. You're welcome.
I'm proud of you, too. It makes it
smooth.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we got a chat room that's already lively. I think we got mostly Australia in here, but
I love it.
Tracy and Amy and Linda and Margaret, and then Linda and Margaret or Tracy and Linda are in here again. Oh, they got questions. They've got questions. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tracy says, I have a question. Do you know if there is a meaning for double rainbows? Yes, there is. I don't know what it is. There seems to be a lot of them lately. Okay, who's on that? Somebody get in there with the double rainbow. I do know that there is something to the double rainbow.
Well, what's the meaning of a rainbow?
Well, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right?
Right, right. I mean, I know that it's magical. It's like, it's such a magical thing just to see one. It feels like, you know, like there's magic, there's hope,
well,
there's, you know.
The magic.
So I would think whatever a rainbow represents in a double rainbow is double that, or they're saying squared. Okay, let's go there.
Square that. I like it. Okay, so for some reason, I'm getting all of the beautiful comments, but I'm not getting our live stream. There we go. Now I'm on board. Now I can see everything. Everything you're seeing. Oh, rainbows follow rain. Thank you, Linda.
So we have.
Let's see if I can get my phone to work.
Scientific, logical, and the pot of gold.
Big pot of gold. Okay. So you said all of that to my phone. Hold on. Hey, Google, what does a double rainbow mean?
Transformation. According to Coloma, California, a double rainbow is considered a symbol of transformation and is a sign of good fortune in Eastern cultures.
All right.
I'll take it. Does that feel good to you? Who was talking about the double rainbow?
Tracy was.
Yeah, Tracy. So does that sound good to you? I mean, it's yours to accept or not accept.
I love it.
If you don't accept it, I'm going to accept it.
I'm accepting it. I'm taking it. It's all, we'll share it. There's enough for everyone. So, yes, she says sounds great to me. All right, yeah. So we've said hi to everybody, but let me do my little speech. Okay, so if you are watching this on YouTube, you are not watching it live. I love that part, right? But if you would like to watch it live, come join us over on Facebook Friday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and that is at BBS Radio TV, and we are live streaming with video, the whole works, and you can come chat with us, you can ask us questions, you can do the whole thing right there live Friday nights, Facebook, BBS Radio. End of spiel. If you are listening now and would like to be on the live stream where you can ask questions, that is also where you go. Yeah. Okay. That's all I got. I know I forgot something, didn't I? You're looking at me like I forgot.
No, something. I think you got it because I had to go back. It's like, that's where you go also. I was like, yeah, you did say it. Okay.
Hey, did I show you guys my new cards last week? I don't remember with all the crystals that were being thrown around.
I think you did, but I don't know that we saw the cards. You just held up the deck.
Well, I have them stacked right here. Like this one can fit in my purse, little deck of cards, and it's in a tin. So I don't have to worry about them being, you know, tossed around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I got another tarot deck. But dragon babies.
Yes.
Dragon babies.
So cute.
And then the Oracle dragon cards. And I'm having fun with the new cards, just so you know. Because I knew that was your next question. So I'm just intuiting.
Yeah. So what have the dragon babies been telling you? I mean, are they telling you anything different than...
You know... I think the dragon babies are all based on like fruits and vegetables, right? So we've got the clover dragon. Hey, we just had the double rainbow of good luck, and now we got the clover dragon, which is about luck.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they cute? And then we got blueberry, dragon, squash, dragon, pepper dragon. You get the point, right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dragon, honeydew dragon. Anyways, they're all just these cute little dragons.
Very cute.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun. Oh, I ended on success. Luck and success. I'll take it. We'll take it. We'll all take it.
Yes. We are in agreement. We are all here.
We're all here taking it.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, we do got questions. Twin questions. Okay. Let's make sure I didn't miss anything. So Alyssa is here and she says, good evening. I have a question about twins. I know about the gold cord with identical twins. Do paternal twins have a cord? And what is the significance behind fraternal twins? Thanks. What's this
behind fraternal twins? To me, it feels like they want to come in together. They're very close souls and they, you know, they probably do a lot of things together. And this was one they really wanted to come in together. My understanding is that gold cord is just with the identical twins. So fraternal twins would, not necessarily, but they're probably very, very close. It's going to be just, you know, probably close to it, but not to that degree that the identical twins are.
I'll agree with you on that. So we have the four-leaf clover dragon, and Linda says her hubby just handed me a scratcher with a four-leaf clover on it. All right, we've got a theme, you guys. Lucky rainbows, four-leaf clovers.
I love it.
We're just gonna dive into that energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so you're gonna talk to us about something.
I am. There's probably not a way to segue. It's just like, okay, this is what we're gonna talk about. Boom. All right.
Okay, but let's do that. You know,
I think this will be really cool. And I love that everybody's being already interacting and stuff, because that's what I want to do with this. I want to get your thoughts and where it goes with that, because like I was telling Tracy, it's a visual that I've received. Actually, it's two visuals, but it starts with this one idea. And then I'd like to explore it and let's just see where we go with it. Does that sound good?
I'm ready.
Because you know, that's the thing about visuals is you're given a visual. Well, what I used to say is you're given a visual and then you have to interpret it. But what I have found is I get a visual and the interpretation, and it's like, I'm thinking, okay, what does this mean? And it's right behind it is the interpretation. So it's like you're given the interpretation. I always felt like I had to come up with it, but it wasn't me doing it. It was just right behind it. So
you kind of just have this knowing of what that visual meant.
Right. Perfect. And so that made it easier, because if you're trying to interpret yourself, conscious mind gets in there and who knows what it's going to create.
So we're doing a little psychic 101 here.
Okay, there we go.
You guys are so lucky. All right, let's tune in.
What did you just do? Because I saw a light beam across me when you moved your hands. What happened there? Do whatever you just did like that.
I don't know what I did.
It didn't do it again. It was something. Did anybody else see that? It was like a light that shot across behind me.
We're going to be watching that on replay.
Mm-hmm.
Timestamp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is it? What is it?
9 minutes in, you're going to want to start watching that again.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So this was in the context, I don't think is super important. It's what I got and then how it started relaying. But it's referring to, and when I take it, what are you doing?
We've got this delay going on. Tiffany says, yes, she's seen it. There was an orb on the left side. Yes, I did. Danielle, Tiffany, and Amy, all three saw it with you.
Perfect. Because it was bright. It was bright light. And I thought, oh, it must be reflecting off of your something you have on your hands. But then you did it again, didn't do it. So
was it behind you or me?
Behind me.
Well, then. If it's reflecting off of me, it's not going to go to you.
No, because I thought it might be on the camera, like it's reflecting and somehow it came through and see.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't move.
You're not alone. I was
stationary. So I thought it had to be you.
magical powers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Well, that is really cool that
you did see it. They saw it with you. Yeah.
Ooh, who's back there?
Tiffany, could you feel me thinking about you today? Just asking. Since we're playing Psychic 101. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you did, why didn't you text me? The same. All
right. She texted me. No.
Tracy's doing it again.
Okay. So I don't know. I guess I could just start talking about it and then start filling in ways to make it make relevance, because I always feel like I need to prep, you know, and give all this preface to something.
Yeah.
But maybe I don't. Okay. Has anybody read Mom's Nostradamus books?
Should we put on there who hasn't read it?
Okay. That would be because it goes back to that. It's not required that you know it, but it's just, it's interesting that it goes back to Mom referencing this topic. So
your daughter's in the chat room.
And what is she saying and doing?
She said, yes, I almost reached out like a billion times. I can't even read it. Okay, thank you, Tiffany. Okay. So
she got the bet. No. Yes.
Okay. Your confirmation. People in the chat have read it, and we got a lot more listening with this as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
All right. Do you remember she would talk about this, it would be in the books, but she would talk about it in her talks and her lectures about the Nostradamus material. And she said Nostradamus would refer to some things as nexus points.
Mm.
And it's like you come to a point and that's where, you know, it's like, how is this going to come out? What's going to happen here? And what was said, and this is where we're, you know, I guess in the Nostradamus material, it was to show how we can change our future, because it's like we were at a nexus point there, which is why he was trying to communicate with us at that time.
Yeah.
It's like, if you know what can happen, will you do something to change it? And so it's like, these are nexus points that you get to. And from there are, and he described it like, my mom would always do it. She'd have her hand and she'd say like a nexus point, and then off of there you have all these different possibilities and probabilities of things that can happen from there. Okay. So it's like nothing's in stone. It depends on what happens here.
What choice you make at this point. Right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We call that a nexus point because that's a point that you can shift. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, you can pivot. Yes. All right. So that's what it was like. It was just reminding me, or somehow that whatever the question was, and I couldn't even tell you what the question was that spurred this whole thing to come in, but it reminded me of that. And then it was like, we are all, you know, it's like here she was placing it on that time that we were at, that time in history.
Yeah.
Or at that point, it was our present, right? And it's like, that was a very vital point, and, you know, we can shift how that goes. But what was coming was that we are always at nexus points at every moment, you know, anytime we're wondering about what can I do here? What should I do? Blah, blah, blah. Things like that. We're wondering about how do I proceed? What is going to happen? See, we're at a nexus point at that time. You can go in any of many, many different directions. You know, it depends on what you choose. So, okay. So that was that thought. I thought that's really cool. We always go from one nexus point to another nexus point. It's not like a major event in history, you know, that was a nexus point, and now it's like a faded thing. And that's how I had envisioned it before. It was like something was faded.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And what I'm getting now, what I feel is that every, you know, we go, that's what we're doing. It's a nexus point. It's anytime that we have that opportunity to shift, you know, like that. Okay. Now, so then it wanted to give me visuals to go with it. Okay. And that's what I got this morning, were the visuals, because I guess I was thinking about it. All right. So it was showing me first, and like you saw me doing this like that, and that's because it was showing me this, it's like a gadget. I feel like I wanted to say it was like a toy, but I actually think It might be more on an assembly line, but it's something I've seen it where the center of it's like it's round. So there's your neck. That's like what she was describing. She's doing something like that. But let's say it's like a round disc. Okay.
Okay.
And it has, and you can, when you turn it, it will, it's like a, it turns against itself like that. Okay. So it moves and you can shift its direction. Right. And it has a lot of tubes coming out of it. Okay. And then let's say there are beads or peas inside that disc. And there's one hole on the outer edge of it. And when you align, you know, you can shift that hole when you're doing this turning, it, that hole will line up with whatever tube. Okay. It will just shift. And then when you get with that, then it'll go down that path. All right. That tube. You see what I was saying? I had to write this down. And when I was writing, I was
your
like,
bead will go down the tube.
Tube will go. Yeah. The bead will go down whatever tube you have aligned up with that hole. Okay.
The key word here, I think, you guys, is align.
Yes. Align. I felt that when I was writing it, because that word came out. And I was like, oh, that's the word. That's the word right there. Okay. So it was like, it started with that. And it's like, oh, okay. So it's like, let's say the bead is a thought. And then it's now it's, you're sending it off into a direction. Okay. So we can, if we're taking it, this will all make sense in a minute. But this was the visual that gave me. Okay. And then it went from there to a TV, a television.
Okay.
Okay. And it's like, all right. We said, okay, so you're watching TV. What's, you're on this channel and you're watching this channel and you know what's on this channel, right?
Okay. Yes.
You know, there are other channels.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know what's on those channels?
The TV guide in the past.
Do you know what's on those channels? Do you know what's happening on those other channels?
Well, you can.
Right. You have to do something though, right?
Right.
You have to go look. We don't know everything of all these different things. As long when we're on this one channel, we do not know what's going on these other channels.
No.
Okay. It's all out there. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It exists. We are just not aware of it because we're in this channel. Oh, and it's reminding me of your dream right now. So, so we're put all this together. Did you get that too?
Okay. So yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's all out here, but we're focused here. So as long as we're focused here on this channel, then that's all we're going to get is stuff that's with that channel. Okay. So now, in order to see anything else, you have to change the channel, right? You go to a different channel and then you'll be exposed to other things that are with that channel. Okay. Right. It doesn't mean the one that you were on doesn't exist anymore. It just means you have changed the channel. Now let's pull all this in.
I want to say something too. I do this a lot with like the old radios where you're turning the dial. When you're talking frequencies, you say, oh, seventh dimension, sixth dimension. It makes it sound like something's higher than another.
And it's not.
Take it linear. Yeah. Go this way with
exactly.
It.
This, though, I want you to not think linear. I want you to think.
Like.
It's all out there. But what you're focused on, where you are, is on one little piece of it. So it's not even linear. It's not up and down. It's just all around. Okay.
All over. Okay.
All over. And you have selected this one thing. All right. Now let me pull it over here to what it means. Your state of consciousness, wherever you are focused on, wherever it is, that's the channel you're watching. Right. And you will only see things that correspond with that state of consciousness. When you want to do something else, if you want something else to be happening for you, see, you have to send that bead down another path. As long as it keeps going down this path, you're going to get the same stuff. Right. If you want it to be anything different, you have to start imagining different things. And that state of consciousness changes now. You are changing the dial to hone in to another area. Now you will have the things that support that. Where it wouldn't have been there. It's like, but it's not like it never existed. It always existed. We just don't see it because we're not on the channel. It's a matter of shifting it.
Right.
So I guess those two do go together. I thought the one was one and then the other one was kind of replacing. I was like, why did I get this one first? I get it now. They do go together. They, I got to figure it out more. This is why I want to explore it here.
She says it out loud. It helps to construct mm-hmm. it, right?
It does.
Clears it up in your mind, because I'm the same way. If I try to explain it to somebody, then I'm going to get more details and understand it better myself.
Right.
So that's perfect.
Right. Yeah. So, because it's the things that I'm studying, it's like, it's about the imagination. And if you want something, if you want to change your future, see, you have to change the channel is where it's going. See, that you're where you are, because that's where your state of consciousness is. That's where your concept of yourself is. That's where your thoughts are. So by changing it, by shifting that, turning the channel, what I'm doing it on a dial, like we did now, it's push the dial. It's like, do something else. I mean, but it's going to change it to now you will have different thoughts. You will have different things, but you have to imagine it to change it. That's the imagination is what shifts the channel.
Makes so much sense to me.
Does it?
Were you going to have everybody tune into something with that, or do like a,
well, whatever you get, because I am, this is something, I mean, they're showing it to me for a reason. And I feel so strong that, like I was telling you earlier, was that I've got to write this down. It's that important. So it's something, and then I wrote it and it's like, okay, it's there. I can expand. I can explore it more later, but I want to, it just feels like something that's, I like the analogy. It's like, there's something we can do more with, is what I feel like.
So which dream came to mind when you said that reminds me of?
Oh, the one of you in that with the bull and the, and then you were in a cubicle. And you didn't know anything beyond that cubicle until you rose up and you realized, oh my gosh, there's all this other stuff out here. All you knew was this. It's the same thing. All you knew was this.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So very cool. So this is what's exciting to me, is because this stuff gets put out into the etherical realm, right? Into our collective consciousness. And we all have the ability to grab hold, and our interpretations of it are all just like, we're all saying the same thing, but in a different way sometimes. And when you hear how I say it and I hear how you say it, and then we hear how someone else says it, and then pretty soon it's like, ooh, another piece to that puzzle.
We've got exactly. Her.
Hey.
Hey, Latte. She says, I got a piece.
She's grumpy because she wants to lay behind me and sleep. And I just picked her up.
Mm.
I know.
Oh. So. That's right.
Get me in my spot. So now I got to adjust, be at the edge of my seat for all of this. Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what I'm putting out there, is if anybody else gets anything, if you get anything,
they're saying change the channel.
Change the channel. Exactly. If you don't like where you are, if you don't like what's going on, change the channel.
Yeah. And I know we make that, we're like, oh, that sounds, it's harder than what we get it. It's not. You literally, I've done this over the years where it's like, I get to choose what emotion I'm going to be in, how I'm going to react. And when you start truly understanding that, then something can be kicking your butt and you can go, you know what? I'm going to choose to not react today. I'm going to choose to do something else. I'm going to choose to shut that down and not look at it today, whatever it is. And put your energy somewhere else, change the channel, and it's going to change the outcomes and everything else around.
Absolutely. And there's a piece there. It's like, I'm getting it, and I don't want to get it backwards. I probably will, but it's like, like you're in the situation and it's like, you might, gosh, I really want things to change. And then you get fleeting little thoughts of other things that maybe would be fun to do or be or whatever. And it's like, those are your wishes. That's where you're saying, I would like something different. That's coming in. So pay attention to that. And because sometimes we just write it off. Oh, no, that's crazy. I couldn't do that. But if it came in and you could think of it, then that means you can do it. And so then that's where we can go to. If it's like, well, I don't know how I would even do that. What you do there is now the imagination comes in. And by going, well, what would it be like if, what would I be like if that were happening? What would it be like if that could happen? See, when you do that, just those words, that's changing.
There's that alignment, the alignment word that you were talking about, the frequency match to that desire.
Yeah.
I don't desire to be in this. So how do I change what mm-hmm. I'm going to be in alignment with something better?
Yes.
So go put that one down on the mirror, be in alignment, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to say hi to Brenda. She's joined us. Sherry, I don't think I got to shout out your name. Debbie, hello. I don't know if I'm going to say this right. Generic. Butchering it, gonna move, and you know who you are, and I love you, and thank you for being here. Okay, so Brenda's saying, I was just talking to my daughter about this today. Amazing, love those teachings of your mom, of your mother's. So how fun is that? It's in the air, it's in the ethers. Mm-hmm. And there's so many layers and so many dimensions to everything too. And I was working with somebody where, you know, they were like, well, I want to send energy out to the planet, mm-hmm. and so they start pulling in this color, this light, whatever mm-hmm. it is. And then they start sending it to the planet. And I'm hearing, you're thinking too small. You're thinking too small. You're sending energy to the entire planet. How is that thinking small? So it's like, okay, so how is that thinking too small? Well, you're an infinite being. Why not send it out infinitely to all the galaxies, all the universes?
Yeah.
All? Why not do that? And I'm like, we can do that? Wow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here we are with all these channels.
Yeah.
Line up, be in alignment with the one where you are this beautiful infinite energy that can send out not just healing to our own planet, but to all the other universes and planetary systems as well.
Absolutely.
But so much that we forget that we are very powerful or very extraordinary beings, and we're more than just this vehicle. And, you know, we can take these energies and move them and be out of our bodies and explore other worlds and other realities. Yeah. And it's just been a lot of fun to get out and do that kind of stuff as well.
Well, it has. And that's where we are now. I mean, I realize there's quite a few people that are still believing the illusion, but there's many people that are understanding that it is an illusion. And what do I do? And that's where this is coming in. It's like, this is what you do now. You know, yeah. you're understanding that not everything is as it appears to be. It's not solid. You can shift it. And the thing is you just keep imagining, what would it be like if I did that? And don't pay attention. Don't let your current circumstances, you know, have any influence on it. It's like this, you're imagining, have fun with it. And I've seen this happen several times. I've been playing with it, and it's amazing. It's amazing how it works and how fast it works. There's no time frame on it because it doesn't have a construct. It's just imagination and it's energy. So energy takes the shortest route possible to get to its point.
I love it.
It's going to fastest and shortest way. It's going to do it. It's going to, it was to say, the path of least resistance. That's how it works. And so that's how this works. It's not effort. There's no effort at all. You just imagine. And it's really just allowing yourself to do it and go with it, you know? But if you keep coming up, oh yeah, but, you know, then that pulls you back here and you're staying on the same channel. See, you want to shift the channel. You've got to think the thoughts that are on the new channel.
Here's the other thing too, is that we get caught up in this construct. One of the things I wanted to ask you guys is, I've had a lot of people tell me they keep seeing that honeycomb shape, which is the grid, right? So I want to know, have you guys been seeing the honeycomb? And if not, you're going to might start seeing it now that you are becoming aware of it. But some of them have seen it. Like this wall behind me, a couple of years ago, I looked at that wall and it was like I could see this honeycomb grid all the way across the wall. And then right behind it filled in my wall. And I watched that happen. I've never seen it again, but I knew exactly what it was. They were showing me.
Yeah.
We're in a matrix. We're in.
Oh,
man. Doesn't make it less real. And that's the part that really needs to solidify. It doesn't make it less real. It is created for us. It is. We are physical beings in a physical experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's just more to it than we
think. There's so much more to it. But if you think about it, okay, when we were kids, we were playing Atari. Beep, beep. You know, there's
you were. I wasn't.
Oh, come on. You know you were. And
I was playing Barbies. They didn't have Atari when I was a kid.
Where's my orb when I need it? Right here.
Somebody's got to speak for this generation.
Okay. So after your generation, Atari, and we're playing deep, deep, you know, and look at video games now. They look like real people running around in
exactly
zones and whatever else that they're creating. Well, think about a very advanced.
Yeah, because this would be
creation minds creating worlds, and we come in and have actual experiences. And for good reasons too, you know, every time we go into sessions and we're like, why are you here? They are always really good reasons. Yeah. And what they pull from those sessions are always fascinating. And so all of that stuff is amazing to look at, but the honeycomb. So that's where I was going with that. I had another thing I was going to talk about, but I can't remember what it is now. But anyways, I have had a lot of people talking about the honeycomb shape, and that's what the shape was on my wall, was that grid, and it went all the way across the wall. So I just want to know if anybody, Debbie's saying she's from your generation, whatever, you guys are ganging up on me. Stop it.
See, that's why I had to say it, because. but actually there's credit to that, because in our generation, we played with dolls. We played with parts. We were creating imaginary stories with our dolls.
True. Yeah. So, oh, no, that wasn't it. Wasn't the imagination thing I was going to go on.
We were doing the imagination. We didn't have a machine doing it for us.
Right. That hurt. Oh my God. So
what happened there? So do people know how to imagine?
You know, sometimes it's a little bit tricky to get people into the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be something that could be fun to do with everybody, is get them in their imagination, because we get stuck in our heads, you know, it's like, and you can feel it energetically as you guys become more intuitive, and you're talking to somebody else. Like if I was say, okay, Julia, I want you to imagine a big tree. And she goes, you know, you can almost see it in their faces. I can't see it. And it's like, no, don't see it. Imagine it. Yeah. And describing things, you know, the more and more we play with this stuff, I notice the deeper my descriptions will get of something that, you know, it's like, use the imagination. So if I were to ask you right now to describe a tree to me, what would you describe?
It's so funny, because before you even said that, it's like close up. I've seen the trunk of that tree, and I see all that bark and how it intricately is, you know, it's all the, it almost creates lines, but it's how all the pieces, you know, it's not solid. Bark is not solid. It has all these patches, and you can see it. It's a grayish brown. And then as you go up and it's really tall and the branches start coming out, and there's leaves, beautiful green leaves and all over it. And oh, there's a little bird up there, and in the nest, and it's a beautiful little bluebird. So
I'm going to ask you a deeper question now. What does it feel like to be that tree?
Ah, very good. Very stoic, very proud. That's the word, is proud. Very, stands tall, strong, rooted. Very stable.
What is that tree? Does that tree have any feelings, thoughts, or emotions towards that bird?
Oh.
Yeah. We never think about that, but I've done the tree thing before, and there was a family of squirrels, and I wanted to protect those squirrels.
Yeah.
It was wild how protective I was of those little animals. And I loved it when the birds would come and they would do their little song. And then it was like they were telling me the story of their day or something. It was so fun to be the tree. You guys should try that. It's very cool. All right. Mm-hmm. So how do we get our audience in their imagination? What can we get them to think about? I have an idea. Okay, for all of you in our chat room and that we can get instant messages from, that's going to be great for all of you that are listening that are not able to do that. Yeah. I just want you guys to imagine you walked up to a bowl of fruit and you picked up a piece of fruit out of that bowl. what did you grab? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you all have your fruit.
Yep.
How does it smell? Yeah.
So are they supposed to put in there what they got?
They will.
Okay. So you're not asking for response.
We've got this time gap between us, and they're going to hear it about 20 seconds after I say it. Okay. We got apple.
Okay.
Strawberries. That's fun. Mm-hmm. So I want you guys to just be in with this fruit. What does it smell like? What do you notice about it? What are the textures? How does it make you feel to hold that fruit and smell the fruit? What is it? What is the environment? Where's that bowl sitting? Is it inside? Is it outside? Where's that bowl? We got kiwi. We got bananas. We've got pears. See how you guys are? Mm-hmm. These are amazing answers. And what wonderful imaginations you have. Now take a bite of what you grabbed out of that bowl. How does that taste? Mm-hmm. What is that like? Just close your eyes and be with the flavor of that. Amy, you're going to get a little bit of a tart pinch with yours because it's green apple. They're a little sour. Hello, Monica. Monica's got an apple. Should I do this to Monica? Monica, I was thinking of you today. Could you do my thoughts? Okay. Maybe her and Tiffany were talking, and that's why they
could be. Yeah.
Okay, so Tracy's got sweet, smells sweet. Sitting on a bench in the kitchen. How fun. See how that evolved. Mm-hmm. That imagination brought her into the kitchen. And I'm sure if she looked around the kitchen, she could go on for a whole page of describing what she's seeing in the kitchen.
Exactly.
You know, and if you're sitting out on a back porch or patio, what's behind? What are you looking at? What is in the backyard or the back patio? All the fun things. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's getting into your imagination.
Just yeah, that's right. Your imagination did that.
Yep.
It's so easy to go there. And okay, so yeah, but that's not real. Who cares? It has its own life though, because you could see it, you could feel it, you could taste it, you could smell it. So it is real.
It is, yeah.
Somewhere.
It was a real experience that you had with your mind in your imagination. And actual studies have shown that the mind will accept this. Mm-hmm. As a real event, just as much as if you had actually grabbed an apple pear or a kiwi.
Yeah, it doesn't know the difference between physical and imagined.
Yeah.
That's why wherever your imagination goes, then you will follow. The physical has to follow because it will create it.
Debbie says it brought her back to when she lived in the Philippines. See what this is doing, you guys. Keep letting it evolve. And I love your comments, mm-hmm. putting them in here.
Debbie, when did you live in the Philippines and where did you live? I used to live in the Philippines.
You did? How did I not know this about you?
I don't know.
Huh. When did you live in the Philippines?
I lived there. I was probably from about one or two to three or four somewhere. We were there for 2 years. My father was stationed there.
Oh, okay. Okay. What kind of them? Okay, let's see. I have to cut mine out loud, but smells tropical and has a fun texture and is sweet. That must be the kiwi. Were you the kiwi? That sounds kiwi-ish. Yes, you were. Okay. Debbie, I was 12. My dad was chief of police in the Air Force.
So yes, the military takes you to places like
you
that.
You two have paralleling lives.
Mm-hmm.
All video games, all Barbie for you. And in the Philippines to boot. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That's funny. And she's saying, oh my God, my father was stationed there. Well, yeah. Okay. See the delay.
Yeah. So do you remember where it was? I was young. I was younger than you were then when you were over there, but we don't know what points. I mean, I was there in 59. Oh, I think when we moved back, my brother was born in 60 and he was born right before we left. So we were probably 58 to 60. A long time ago. What?
Red apple. The red apple smells at stem, bite into sweet dripping feelings around in my right hand in the kitchen glass crystal bowl thinking. So we're getting pieces and then she goes, uh-huh. Adam and Eve. I love it. So it's bringing her into all of these memories and feelings and all the good things. Yeah, grapes, green counter in my house, and my kids eat them all. I understand that, Margaret. Okay. 1976, that's when she was there.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's, I would say, oh, my, very recent.
You guys are cracking me up. She's like, I had to use my calculator. So, all right. I love that. Okay. You Barbie doll people. Let's do the math. You know what I love about you guys? When you come in for your sessions and you sit down with me and we start talking, and I ask you for that birth date. Mm-hmm. And you know what most of you say? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. You have to think about it. Yeah.
When were you born? I don't remember. And we do the math.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But I just love it because that's where we're at. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. I'll remember the year, but if you were asking my age, I usually don't remember the age. I have to do the math to figure it out.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I had one that was, she was 24 and didn't know how old she was. She had to do the math. So, like at 24, I'm like, 24. I'm 24. But she was like, oh, how old am I? I was born here. And her and her friend, they were both standing there trying to figure her age.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That's like totally in the now.
Oh, you know, it is. it's so fun, you know, and it's like we are going into this new age. And how many people have been saying something's going on with my short-term memory? I have heard that so much. It's almost like every day I hear somebody say, I feel like I'm losing my short-term memory. I'm having the hardest time remembering. I'll go in the kitchen, forget what I was going at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or I just watched a TV show and then I switched to a different one and then I couldn't remember what it was I was just watching.
That, I just thought it was me and that word I don't know. That word. That aging word.
Yeah, it's happening. My son, 23, he was telling me about that. That he was having that struggle. So you guys chime in. Are you having a hard time remembering just the little things from here to there, you know? And here's the thing though, when it matters, we remember. Like, you know, it's like, oh, that thing that happened last week, blah, 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 blah. But then later, if it doesn't matter, it's like, God, I can't even remember what I did last week. Mm-hmm. We're only referencing that which is what we need.
Well, and you might think it was last week, but it's probably this morning. So.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
That happens all the time. But, yeah.
What day was that? You know, the other day. Oh, wait, no, that was this morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Brenda says, I just looked at my birth certificate because my friend is so into readings of birth dates. I was born Halloween at 444. Okay. 444 on Halloween day. Nice.
Wow. Very cool.
We're watching you now, Brenda. Okay. Finally, memory loss is trendy. Thank you, Linda. No comment. I was waiting. Oh, that was the one I was waiting for, the one Corey did. What was the question again? That's the one I thought I was gonna get a whole string of. Wait, could you ask? Way to be there for me, Corey.
That's hysterical.
Those are hysterical. You guys are a hoot tonight. Mm-hmm. That's good. Loving it. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please feel free to post all this in the comments. It's fun to go through. All right. So we've had them imagine and we've had them tasting things. I think we should take them into space.
Okay.
So, by the way, Brenda, my sister's birthday is on Halloween also, but I don't know what time she was born. I just think that's really cool that it was 444. That's nice. But the Halloween birthdays are actually kind of a bummer because everyone's dressing up and going out and no one's there to party with you. So I don't know, unless you're getting dressed up and going to a Halloween party. Okay, so everyone go into space. So let's do this thing that's fun to do. If you can close your eyes and it's, you're in a safe place to do that, close your eyes. Close your eyes, Julia. I want you to imagine that all the aspects of you that play the role of Julia just stepped aside. They all just stepped away. All those versions of you that you identify with, all those parts of you that you think are your true and authentic self, just stepped aside. You're not the daughter. You're not the mother. You're not the anything. Now it's just your soul self. Okay. Now I want you to take that version of yourself and make it as big as you possibly can. Just grow that soul into the biggest, most imaginative expansion that you could imagine for yourself. Got it? Okay. Now I want you to go even bigger. Make that expansion even bigger. Take it out further. How big do you go? Bring it way out. Got it? Okay, now I'm going to ask Julia these questions, but you guys can all chime in your own little places. How does it feel to be there and where are you?
It's actually very funny. I'm everywhere right now. It went out and then he said, go even further. And it was like pushing against something. Yeah.
Yes. The glass ceiling.
And then it just blasted and it just went, it's like to infinity. That's why I started laughing. It's like, there's no limit. It's just out there.
So that resistance that you were talking about, I think we all have it somewhere. It's our limits. We forget that we're limitless. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, well, I can't go any bigger than space. I'm already expansive. Well, guess what? I just told you to go bigger and your mind went, what? I can go bigger? And then I had to try it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what's cool is I have had a session where I did that, but I didn't go that to that length, to that part. It was just, I was like in space and I just kept feeling bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, what? I don't know what this is. I don't understand. It was just, you know, and then finally, when we got to the place to understand what it was like, well, you wanted to know how big was big. Like, you know, it's like, how big is it possible to be? How big is like that kind of a thing? How big is big or how small is small? We always ask those questions. And it was something apparently I wanted to know. And so it was showing me.
You're going to go quickly back into that. And everyone else, if you came out of it, go back into it, because that's how fast you can, because you are mighty and dynamic beings that are multidimensional. You're back in the big, big space. Now, I want you to look back at your life as Julie, and everyone look back at your life that you are living right now in the current time. What advice would you give yourself from that space? Yeah. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you doing? That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't sweat nothing.
Don't sweat nothing. Just, you know, in the bigger scheme of things, that is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's such a powerful thing to do. So when you're feeling like the world is coming in on you and you're feeling like there's not a lot of options, do this exercise and you're going to go, oh my gosh, this is nothing. And then it shifts everything. And then all of that heaviness or that belief system that something's coming down on you or that something's attacking you or doing whatever, it all goes away.
Yeah, because it's like something's limiting you. And that's when you realize, no, there's no limitation.
Yeah.
And it's so different than what you think. And it's like, this is so minuscule.
You're having an experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you start going, oh, well, that's just an experience. Okay. Well, I don't want to have that anymore. So I'm going to do something different. And I'm going to put my attention over here. I'm going to turn that dial. Look how we brought it all back together.
Yeah. Let's change that channel.
Change that channel.
Look at all the ultimate channels that are out here. Let's pick another one.
Right. And you guys got to experience with us today that all the fantastic dimensions that we're aware of and some that we weren't, you know, and it's like we can get into the imagination, the dream state, the blissy states and all the different dimensions. But did you know that you can travel just like you did where you came back and you told us some stuff and I said, now go back to that space. And your mind instantly went back to that space because the speed of thought is instant. And you can travel through dimensions and time at the speed of thought.
And that is how fast you can create. it's all of that. You just roll all that into a nice, not, nice, pretty bubble and
there you put go. A bow on it. There you are. Manifest away, guys. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay, let's see. I went where the smoke goes. It was an etherical realm. Yay. Yes. See, you guys all had some magical experiences. Sparkling bubbles. The earth is so tiny. I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So go to those places where there are no worries and look back and look at your troubles. That's why they say when you're having things weigh you down, rise above it and get a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And rise above that, you know, and do it again. So yeah, we're infinite and amazing. Speaking of infinite and amazing beings, I am on a radio show with one that has written a very cool book.
Well, that was a segue, wasn't it?
Tell us about this book, Julia, and how do people find this information, the workshop, and everything else that goes with it?
Yeah, you can get that book at ozarkmt.com or on amazon.com. And Soul Speak, the Language of Your Body. And then I've also created an online course that expands off of it. It's to help you understand the messages that your body is trying to deliver when you have aches and pains and illnesses and things. It's not just what it appears to be. It's actually a message to probably help you change that dial, change the channel, you know, do something different. And that's at juliacannon.com. And then we were talking about QHHT sessions earlier. And if you are interested at all in being a QHHT practitioner and helping others to experience all these different things and other parts of themselves, we have courses there, the level one online course that it's a QHHT official. I'm just like, what have I said? What have I not said? QHHTofficial.com. And Tracy has a
very short term.
See?
Demonstrate in line. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's not minutes for me, it's seconds. Yeah, and so Tracy has a coupon code if she remembers it. If you
want, magic is real, gets you 10% off of that level one training. The magic is real, all one word.
Yes, yeah, and then anything you need to know is on that site about how to find a practitioner to have a session and how to, you know, how to get the course. You can get all the information about the courses on there. And then Tracy is a practitioner on that page, on that site and everything. And that's one way to find her. Yes. But tell us about what you've got going on, Tracy.
Well, why thank you, Julia. you can find me over at tracymahan.com or QHHT official. I am a level 3 practitioner. I practice in a little town called Forest Grove, Oregon. So you'd fly into Portland if you're flying and you would drive out to see me. So for anyone that wants to travel, anyone in the area, of course, just give me a call. Or actually, you don't give me a call. Go to my website because you're going to have a really hard time giving me a call. Go to my website, book your session there. And if you're interested in any other kind of services that I provide, those are also listed. And I have a workshop coming up tomorrow at 2:00 Pacific time.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Ending fences, getting into the deep hurts. Mm. Sound like something you want to do? Actually, some of the people in our audience has already signed up. So I get to see you guys tomorrow.
Yay. Very good. Well, it's been fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for helping me explore this topic, because this is really, really mind-changing.
And dials.
So,
oh my gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're turning the dials.
Yep, absolutely. Anyway, love you all. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Julia. Love everybody. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.